This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 128th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News and the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today ahead of the winter session of Parliament. The winter session will begin tomorrow and will continue till 19th of December. More from our correspondent.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will meet the floor leaders of political parties of both the Houses of Parliament. The meeting aims to foster cooperation and coordination among all political parties to ensure the smooth and productive functioning of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. During the session, several important legislation are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. Some of the bills which are likely to be taken up are the Atomic Energy Bill 2025, the Insurance Laws Amendment Bill, the Higher Education Commission of India Bill 2025 and the National Highways Amendment Bill. During the session, Parliament is said to have 15 sittings across 19 days. With Anand Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Cyclone Titwa has now moved further towards north of Tamil Nadu and is located at 80 kilometers east of Vedarnyam, 90 kilometers southeast of Karaikal, 160 kilometers near Puducherry and 260 kilometers south of Chennai. It is likely to move towards North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and adjoining Andhra Pradesh coast by this morning. According to the update from the Regional Met Department, red alert has been given to Cuddalore, Nagapattinam. Moderate rain has been predicted in 12 coastal districts, including Chennai and Kanchipuram, and widespread light to moderate rains at other districts of the state. The Ministry of Home Affairs has said that the officials are in constant touch with Coast Guard and authorities at the state and union territory. The Coast Guard has deployed 3 ships and 1 aircraft off the Tamil Nadu coast and advised small vessels to return to the harbour. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has said that software upgrade has been completed in 270 out of 338 affected aircraft in the country. These include aircraft of IndiGo, Air India and Air India Express. The upgradation in 68 remaining aircraft will be completed soon. The software upgradation is being done after the Directorate ordered an immediate halt to flights operated by the Airbus A320 family until airlines complete mandatory safety modifications. In a notification, the DGCA has instructed operators to update their compliance records accordingly. It said no aircraft should continue in service without meeting the required safety standards. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will visit Kurukshetra in Haryana today. During the visit, Mr. Radhakrishnan will attend the 20th convocation of the National Institute of Technology Kurukshetra as a chief guest. He will also attend the Akhil Bharatiya Devasthanam Sammelan, which is being held on the sidelines of the International Gita Mahotsav. Thailand Foreign Affairs Minister Sihasak Phungkitkyu has arrived in Delhi on a 4-day visit to India. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal welcomed him on his arrival last night, saying that the visit is an occasion to strengthen strategic partnership and enduring civilization ties. According to a Ministry of External Affairs, Phungkitkyu will hold official engagements in the capital today. He will meet External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar at Hyderabad House for bilateral discussions tomorrow. India registered their second consecutive victory at the Men's FIH Hockey Junior World Cup 2025, delivering a commanding 17-0 triumph over Oman in the Pool B clash at the Mayor Radhakrishnan Hockey Stadium in Chennai last night. Dilraj Singh led the scoring spree with 4 goals, while Manmeet Singh and Arshdeep Singh recorded hat-tricks to help India secure the second straight clean sheet. And that is the end of this news bulletin.